And then he said that, if I wanted to go around the back of the house, I probably should have knocked on the front door first, and it all would have been fine. I stupid, and I can't, huh? No, I'm fine. You don't have to do that. I no, really. Wait, what do you mean you're already out the door? Oh my God. Really? You're on the way. Okay, fine. I'll see you in a couple of minutes. Hey, hun. Thanks for coming. No. I look, just bear with me a second, okay? Don't gloss over this. You didn't have to come over. You know that. But you did anyway. Oh my God, and you brought me chocolate too. Oh my God, you're the best. See, this is what I'm talking about. Okay, this is exactly the type of thing I'm talking about. You You're my best friend, and you're amazing, and I love you, and you are just the bestest of the best. I'll stop it. No, I'm not drunk and I'm not high, okay? I'm just grateful that you're my friend, okay? Yeah, I mean, what would I do without you? Seriously, who would I call at, wait, what time is it now? Stupid o'clock to tell stupid stories, and then who would drop everything and come over to make sure that I'm okay? That's you. You are the bestest, best friend I've ever had. I never will have. I'm glad to know you. Shut up. No, I'm not being sentimental. Honestly, talk about killing a moment. What's wrong with you? No, you've done it now. That's it. I'm not saying it again. You've ruined the moment. No, give me the chocolate. I'm going in there. I'm going to go watch a film, and you can stay out here and poo-poo my emotions and care. All right, come on. Just give me the chocolate. We'll go sit down, okay? You big goof.